focus on with myself and with clients. What thoughts am I telling myself? What thoughts am I feeding myself? Because feelings follow thoughts. So our thoughts have a lot of power over our experiences.
We're speaking with Sean Allier, and he's with the Christian Practices, LSE. And, you know, when you talk about thoughts and you talk about the way we feel, sometimes we can have that little inner conversation with ourselves and we're thinking, yeah, maybe this isn't right. Maybe there's a conflict going on inside. And this is a way to kind of, you know, bring that all up to the surface, maybe get rid of some confusion, or maybe just kind of figure out why you're feeling the way that you feel.
I have a friend who likes to say that your mind is a dangerous place to go alone. And I think there's some truth in that. So it's good to bounce ideas off of others, to get a perspective from someone else who can help you examine or see things that maybe you're actually too close to see.
Now, some folks maybe have it in their thoughts and maybe suppositions that this is where you go if you're troubled. You've got things that are borderline medical, but this is where we go to kind of iron out our issues in many ways.
Sure. So if a person is feeling troubled or distressed, they are welcome with us. We are more than happy to sit down and talk with them and see how we can improve life. But if a person just wants to increase the positive things in their life, find out ways to maybe parent better, manage their time better, create some more healthy habits or improve their relationships or even their work life, we're there for that as well.
Now, I'm just asking for a friend here. Do you work with people with road rage?
Sure. I've done that more than once. In fact, I had a person in just the other day seeking help for that. So you bet. And I don't know who that friend is, but have him call me, and I would be happy to work with him.
He stands about 5'10", gray hair, you know. Anyway,
I know that guy. Yeah, I know him. Yeah. He eats donuts
yes,
that I
he
bring.
Does. Well, the thing is that, you know, some of us with the weather, and this is what I'm leading to, not necessarily yes. road rage, but this weather, and you compound that with the pandemic, people find themselves a little isolated, and that's not a good place to be either.
You're right, and I think if we look at each of those things, and if we were to look at them as weights that you might put on a barbell, the pandemic may weigh a certain amount of weight. The snow and isolation may weigh a certain amount of weight. Kids being home from school or not knowing when we're virtual or closed or in school, that's another weight. You put enough of that stuff on there, and it gets pretty heavy and hard to lift by yourself. So that's why we're there to help them lift that and maybe take some of those weights off and make life a little more doable.
And how do folks get a hold of you? I mean, I know the telephone works, but there are all kinds of ways.
Sure. They can contact me at Christian Practices LLC at gmail.com. They can catch me at 918-892-5309. And then I have another number as well, 918-720-6629.
Very good. And I want people to go to your website so they can find out a little bit more about you and, of course, about the practice, because it is a darn good website and it is very informative, but you're not going to be reading War and Peace when you get there. It's easily digestible.
No, nothing like that. Yeah. Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate the compliment on that. My wife, Karen, posts the Presence and Power radio shows that we do, you know, with Joe Riddle on Sunday mornings on KYFM.
Great.
And she posts those weekly so people could listen to those as well. She posts those on Facebook, and then we're getting to where we can do that on the website. But they can find any information that they want there, and they can always just call me and talk. That's fine.
Do you handle family situations, like, say, you know, members of a family just having a discussion? Is that something that your practice engages?
Absolutely, yeah. We welcome families. We work with families. So that's something that we do regularly. If we have a big enough family, there's a conference room down at the hall with many chairs. But I have couch and three or four chairs so people can come in and be comfortable. We have plenty of room to work with big families or small families, but we welcome families. And, of course, they're essential to, you know, they're a building block for society. They're foundational.
That is great. And, of course, couples, too, every now and then. You know, couples can be together for many, 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 many years, and sometimes things get a little off the rails. Maybe they're not mm-hmm. lining up the way they thought they should be. And this is a good time to maybe seek an appointment and just see what kind of direction and counseling is available, too, right?
Yes, sir, and I hope they will. You know, whether it's just a few little things on communication that can be improved, or intimacy issues, emotional issues, or if people are actually contemplating divorce, I would love to speak with them before they make a final decision, and let's see what we can do. People are surprised at how quickly, once things are lined up in a correct manner, how quickly the love feelings come back.
Oh, yes. I mean, some of the things that kind of go on, they always say you can be as close as you want to a person, but if you're not communicating, oh, the other person's never going to know how you really feel. And a lot of these times, we open a lot of channels, and they go right back to the heart.
That's right, Tom. Well put.
Now, Christian Practices LLC is at 2431 Nowata Place, Suite 10 in Bartlesville. If you want to get a hold of Sean there, you can at 918-829-5309. That'll take you there. And, of course, a great website you got there as well. I tell you all about the practice. Now, you've been around this area for quite a while. You've been in Bartlesville taking care of clients for quite a while. And you finally just hung up the shingle and said, here, we can all meet here. And that's been a little over a year, right?
Yeah, that's been about a year and a half, and my wife and I really prayed through that and felt that God was leading us there. The doors have opened up so wonderfully. Bartlesville is a welcoming community, and I have numerous friends there that we've been able to network with and be able to get the word out. So, yes, we absolutely love the Bartlesville community.
And although Sean sounds like he just got out of college, you've been at this for a little bit.
Yeah, I have been. I've been a licensed counselor for 21 years and wow. practicing under supervision before that. So I've been around for a while.
But I tell you what, you know, he carries a great smile, a great attitude, and a great deal of compassion in his heart for those with whom he works, and also a great deal of understanding. And patience, too. And if that's something that you're lacking, is maybe a little bit of patience, maybe a little bit of understanding, you can get some help with Sean. I'm sure that he can kind of put you on the road to, you know, coping a little bit better in those regards.
Well, we'll sure do our best. It's our honor and pleasure to work with anyone that is seeking counsel. That's what we are about. So, yes, we would be delighted to speak with people.
Now, Sean, we mentioned your radio show on our sister station, KYFM. It airs on Sundays. Can you tell folks, first of all, when it airs on Sunday morning and really what the show is about?
Sure. So we air at 8:55 in the morning, and it's about a 5-minute show, not too long, so people who have a busy morning can catch that as they're on the way to church or getting up and ready for the day. Mm-hmm. And what the show is about is how God answers prayers still today and still works miracles. We interviewed a man recently that had been dead for 25 minutes and came back despite all medical beliefs that he would not, and shared his experience of what heaven was like.
Oh my, hey, that's kind of heavy stuff. I like it though.
Yes, and they can find that program on our Facebook page.
Very good. And I know right now people going, I got to check this one out. In fact, I'm saying
amazing.
That to myself right now. I got to check this one out.
So it is awesome, Tom. It is awesome.
Oh, my heaven's sakes. It's Christian Practices LLC. And, of course, it's Sean Allier we're speaking with. And The phone number is 918-829-5309. And go ahead.
892, Tom.
Oh, 892. I transposed there. Thank you. Folks might be calling the pizza place instead. Boy, that would be a something. I don't want that going on. You can get a pizza afterwards, folks, anytime, really. Counseling services are a real godsend. You've been working with churches, too, I understand.
Yes, we will work with churches. In fact, I'm happy to come and speak to congregations or to Sunday school classes about subjects that they may want a little guidance on or want a little perspective on. I'll be happy to do that. And we'll have people who are referred from churches to us. So any way we can help in the community, we are more than happy to do.
Oh, that is really something else. Where did you come up with calling your counseling service Christian Practices? What's the little backstory on that?
Okay, so you, Tom, I love you, man. So I'm driving home from some work and coming back down from Bartlesville, and I was praying to God, what do I need to do? And I heard the phrase Christian Practices, so I wrote it on a paper plate that had my peanut butter and jelly sandwich on it, and I kept it for a few months, and then God said, that's what I want you to call it.
There was just inspiration from God and a leftover peanut butter sandwich. That's something else.
I knew that was going to come back up someday.
Here's the trick question, Sean. Creamy or crunchy?
You know, that one was crunchy.
Good, because you had to come back to it and pray on it. Oh, man.
That's right.
Well, it's always a pleasure being with you and seeing you around the radio station and everything. And I'd like to send the folks your way. And again, let's give them the website so they can get a little bit more familiar with you.
Sure. Christian Practices, LLC.
Christian Practices, LLC. There you go. And Sean, our time is just about up. Want you to stay warm and stay healthy, and we're going to be checking in with you from time to time and see how things are going and letting people know the good news about Christian Practices, LLC. Sean Allier, thank you.